大家好，欢迎大家回来。现在我们是进入第一单元礼仪助词的课文翻译部分的中韵音部分。现在我要给大家放录音，请大家听英语中原文。在听的时候，请我们跟读，同时呢，注意一下理解能力和分配注意力的培养。首先在听磁带之前，我们先看一下这篇演讲的主题。这篇演讲是安南秘书长2001年在接受诺贝尔和平奖时候的发言。所以在听讲之前，我们可以先预测一下安南秘书长他发言将会涉及什么样的内容。因为他是接受诺贝尔和平奖，所以我们可以预测一下他发言的内容肯定会是涉及诺贝尔和平奖、联合国以及联合国所做的工作、他的同事等等这些内容。我们可以带着预测的这些内容来听我们的录音，这其实也是一个口译的技巧。好，现在我们来听原文录音。
Passage 2English to Chinese interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Throughout my term as Secretary General, I have sought to place human beings at the center of everything we do, from conflict prevention to development to human rights.Securing real and lasting improvement in the lives of individual men and women is the measure of all we do at the United Nations. It is in this spirit that I humbly accept the Centennial Nobel Peace Prize. 40 years ago today, the prize for 1961 was awarded for the first time to a Secretary General of the United Nations, posthumously,because Doug Hammarskjöld had already given his life for peace in Central Africa. And on the same day, the prize for 1960 was awarded for the first time to an African, Albert Luthuli, one of the earliest leaders of the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. For me, as a young African beginning his career in the United Nations a few months later,Those two men set a standard that I have sought to follow throughout my working life. This award belongs not just to me. I do not stand here alone. On behalf of all my colleagues in every part of the United Nations, in every corner of the globe, who have devoted their lives, and in many instances risked or given their lives in the cause of peace, I thank the members of the Nobel Committee for this high honor.My own path to service at the United Nations was made possible by the sacrifice and commitment of my family and many friends from all continents, some of whom have passed away, who taught me and guided me. To them, I offer my most profound gratitude. In a world filled with weapons of war and all too often words of war, the Nobel Committee has become a vital agent for peace.Sadly, a prize for peace is a rarity in this world. Most nations have monuments or memorials to war, bronze salutations to heroic battles, archways of triumph. But peace has no parade, no pantheon of victory. What it does have is the Nobel Prize, a statement of hope and courage with unique resonance and authority.Only by understanding and addressing the needs of individuals for peace, for dignity, and for security, can we at the United Nations hope to live up to the honor conferred today and fulfill the vision of our founders. This is the broad mission of peace that United Nations staff members carry out every day in every part of the world. A few of them, women and men, are with us in this hall today.Among them, for instance, are a military observer from Senegal, who is helping to provide basic security. Can we at the United Nations hope to live up to the honor conferred today and fulfill the vision of our founders? This is the broad mission of peace that United Nations staff members... Most nations have monuments or memorials to war, bronze salutations to heroic battles, archways of triumph. But peace has no parade, no pantheon of victory. What it does have is the Nobel Prize, a statement of hope and courage with unique resonance and authority. Only by understanding and addressing the needs of individuals for peace, for dignity, and for security, can we at the United Nations hope to live up to the honor conferred today and fulfill the vision of our founders. This is the broad mission of peace that United Nations staff members carry out every day in every part of the world. A few of them, women and men, are with us in this hall today. Among them, for instance, are a military observer from Senegal, who is helping to provide basic security in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, a civilian police advisor from the United States, who is helping to improve the rule of law in Kosovo, a UNICEF child protection officer from Ecuador, who is helping to secure the rights of Colombia's most vulnerable citizens, and a World Food Program officer from China, who is helping to feed the people of North Korea.
注意，在跟读以后呢，我们可以运用原文，就是英文来进行总结，或者说是译文、中文来进行总结都可以。所以这一篇安南秘书长的发言稿，它主要的中心内容是涵盖了以下几点。第一，他首先强调的是我的工作的中心是人。第二，他还提到了前两位诺贝尔和平奖获得者，他们也是我的楷模。第三，他表示了和平奖属于联合国所有的成员，同时呢，也向在座的各位指出了哪些联合国的成员今天就在场，同时其实也是向他们表示致敬。第四点就是对诺贝尔和平奖委员会所做的褒奖，他是和平的推动者。所以在这里我们可以看出来，我们之前所做的预测对联合国在推动世界和平方面所做出的贡献，安南秘书长向其他的联合国的成员表示了谢意，同时他也向诺贝尔和平奖委员会表示了褒奖，因为只有诺贝尔和平奖委员会是和平的推动者。好，我们现在来看词汇口译。 Conflict prevention 预防冲突， Human rights 人权， Humbly 谦卑的， Centennial Nobel Peace Prize 诺贝尔百年和平奖。诺贝尔百年和平奖的背景，我们先简单的介绍一下诺贝尔奖。瑞典科学家诺贝尔逝世前在遗嘱中将其巨额财产全部用于设立奖金，其中的三个科学奖项从1901年第一次评奖至今已过了100多年，以其权威性和公正性而成为全世界最受关注的科学奖项。联合国及秘书长安南于12月10日在挪威首都奥斯陆获得了挪威诺贝尔奖委员会颁发的2001年诺贝尔和平奖。这次是联合国第一次获得和平奖，而安南是获得和平奖的第五位联合国官员。下一个单词 posthumously 在此后的， apartheid 种族隔离， rarity 稀罕事儿、稀罕物， Archways of Triumph 凯旋门， Pantheon 胜利殿堂， UNICEF 联合国儿童基金会。现在我简单的介绍一下联合国儿童基金会，也叫儿基会，它的全称是 United Nations Children's Fund， 是联合国大会于1946年为了援助第二次世界大战之后欧洲的儿童紧急需要而创立的。联合国儿基会是唯一完全致力为全世界儿童谋求幸福、改善其因战争而受到的伤害的状况的联合国组织。 Mission of Peace 和平的使命， Observer 观察员， World Food Program 世界粮食计划署。世界粮食计划署是联合国内负责多边粮食援助的机构， 1961年第十六届联大和第十一届粮农组织大会决定成立，1963年开始正式办公，其总部是在意大利首都罗马。好，现在我们进入课文的翻译阶段。第一段的中心内容，安德秘书长所表示的意思就是说，我工作的中心是人。这一段一共有两句话。第一句话， Throughout my term as Secretary General, I have sought to place human beings at the center of everything we do, from conflict prevention to development to human rights. 在这里，这句话的翻译，我们使用了尊词的技巧。句子的最后一部分，介词短语 from conflict prevention to development to human rights， 我们在翻译的时候要加上都是如此，从避免冲突、发展、人权来说都是如此。所以这句话我们就可以翻译成，在我担任秘书长的整个任期中，我一直设法将人置于我们所有工作的中心，从预防冲突到发展到人权都是如此。第二句话， Securing real and lasting improvement in the lives of individual men and women is the measure of all we do at the United Nations。 这一句话要传达的核心思想是 Securing improvement is the measure。我们翻译这句话的时候运用到词性转换的技巧， real and lasting 在这里是形容词，我们把它翻成中文的时候转变成副词，持久的、真正的。 improvement 在原文中是名词，我们翻译成中文的动词，改善。同时我们还要运用到语序调整的技巧，把英文的后置定语前置成中文的定语。 Measure of all we do at the United Nations 翻译成是我们在联合国所做的一切工作的衡量标准。把后置的英文的定语从句转变成前置的中文的定语，所以这句话我们可以翻译成确保真正和持久的改善每个人的生活是我们在联合国所做的一切工作的衡量标准。注意一下，我们在这里同时也使用了另外一种翻译技巧，那就是运用的是归纳法。归纳法就是把具体的名词归纳成一个比较泛泛的宽泛的名词，比如说 individual men and women， 每个男士和女士，我们不必把它按照句子的意思直接翻译成男士和女士，我们就可以翻译成每个人或者说是所有人就可以了。所以在这里我们采用的是归纳法，把具体的名词上升为系列的名词，上升为一类词，所以我们就把它翻译成每个人。第二段，It is in this spirit that I humbly accept the Centennial Nobel Peace Prize. 这是一个简单句，也是一个强调句，我们就按照它句子的原来的顺序翻译。正是本着这种精神，我谦卑地接受了诺贝尔和平奖。下一句是一个比较长一点的句子。 40 years ago today, the prize for 1961 was awarded for the first timeTo a Secretary General of the United Nations, posthumously, because that Hamas goat had already given his life for peace in Central Africa. 这句话的核心意思是 The prize was awarded to a Secretary General of the UN. 英文的原文中有一个插入语 posthumously， 此后的、去世以后的，我们可以保留它的句型，保留它在原文中的位置。这句话我们可以采用按照顺序翻译的方法，后面一部分的目的状语 for peace in Central Africa， 我们把它提前 翻译成为了中非的和平而贡献出他的生命。所以这句话我们就可以翻译成40年前的今天，1961年和平奖第一次颁予联合国的秘书长是在他去世以后颁发的，因为达格哈马什尔德已经在中非为和平献出了生命。下一句， And on the same day, the prize for 1960 was awarded for the first time to an African, Albert Luthuli, one of the earliest leaders of the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. 这一句话它主要传达的信息， The prize for 1960 was awarded to an African. 注意一下，在这里 Albert Luthuli 他后面接了一个同位语，在这里我们运用句子拆分的技巧，我们把这个同位语拆分成一个句子，或者说是我们可以把它看成是短语成句的一种翻译技巧。 One of the earliest leaders of the struggle against apartheid in South Africa， 它是一个名词短语，我们在这里可以把名词短语翻译成一个短句，翻译成他是南非反对种族隔离的早期领导人之一。所以这一句话我们可以翻译成，在同一天，1960年的和平奖首次颁予一位非洲人艾伯特·卢图利，他是反对南非种族隔离斗争最初的领导人之一。下一句， For me, as a young African beginning his career in the United Nations a few months later, those two men set a standard that I have sought to follow throughout my working life. 这一句话主要传达的意思就是 Those two men set a standard， 这两位设立了一个标准。这句话的翻译我们同时也要运用到短语成句的技巧。 Me 的同位语， A young African beginning his career in the United States。me 的同位语 as a young African beginning his career in the United Nations a few months later， 这个同位语同样呢我们把它翻译成一个句子，当时我还是几个月后即将在联合国开始职业生涯的一名非洲青年。所以整个这一句话就可以翻译成，我是几个月后在联合国开始职业生涯的一名非洲青年。对我来说，这两个人确立了我在整个工作生涯中一直努力依循的标准。下一句，也是下一段的开始。This award belongs not just to me， 这是一个简单句，我们直接按照它的语序翻译就可以了。这个奖项并不仅仅属于我。I do not stand here alone， 我在这并不代表我个人。下一句话是比较长的一句话，我们需要使用到拆分句子的技巧。 On behalf of all my colleagues in every part of the United Nations in every corner of the globe who have devoted their lives and in many instances risked or given their lives in the cause of peaceI thank the members of the Nobel Committee for this high honor. 这句话它主要传达的中心思想就是 I thank the members of the Nobel Committee. 前面的很大一段 on behalf of 代表，整个的这句话我们可以把它拆分为三句话。 On behalf of all my colleagues in every part of the United Nations in every corner of the globe， 可以把它从介词短语翻译成一个句子，这里我们同样运用到的是短语转变成句子的翻译技巧。 我代表联合国各部门在全球各个角落工作的联合国的同事们，这是一句话。Who have devoted their lives and in many instances risked or given their lives in the cause of peace. Who 引导的定语从句可以把它单独再变成一句话，我们可以翻译成他们为了和平的事业奉献出他们的生命，在许多情况下是冒着生命危险，甚至是献出了自己的生命。这个定理从句单独成句。最后一部分， I thank the members of the Nobel Committee for this high honor。 这一个长句呢进行了拆分，拆分成三个短句，所以最后这一句话呢我们需要用一个重复的技巧。我代表他们，就是指我代表联合国的同事们，感谢诺贝尔委员会成员给予我们这一种最高荣誉。我代表联合国的同事们，感谢诺贝尔和平奖委员会授予我们这一最高的荣誉。所以在整个第三段的翻译中，我们运用到了拆分句子的技巧，短语单独成句的技巧。